Angry MGTOW here, and Lacey Green has officially dropped the feminist label. I told you so. Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them. So, Lacey Green, one of the most popular, culturally identified feminists on the planet, has dropped, the feminist label. And I told everyone this was going to happen. I called it. I called this shit, alright? I called it. Now I want you to understand something. She hasn't just come right out and say it. I am Cancer 624, says, what's up fam? What's going on, bro? Lacey Green has dropped the feminist label. She's done it discreetly, but she has done it. And I told everyone that, hey, she would do it. I told everyone Lacey Green was going to drop the label. Many people said, no, Angry, that's not going to happen. No way that's going to happen. Let's not forget earlier this year, she was publicly excommunicated by the feminist. Yes, you heard me right. They shamed her and said she was no longer allowed in feminism to be a call herself feminist. So she went by the, started going by the label Rogue Feminist. We're going to actually jump into a couple of things because I want you guys to see this for yourselves. And maybe, just maybe, you guys will learn something from it. Okay? We're going to go ahead and look at an image from earlier this year after Lacey Green was excommunicated by feminism, by everyday feminism. Okay? Now, most, and I noticed this. I knew, I just kept checking and checking and waiting for this to happen. So this is what it looks like right now. Okay? This was earlier this year, okay, after she was publicly excommunicated by everyday feminism. And then she updated her Twitter profile to read sex educator, rogue feminist, pro-dialogue, let's talk genitals. Notice, pro-dialogue. This after the whole controversy of her engaging anti-feminist and her taking the red pill. Right? Notice that it says rogue feminist. This was earlier this year. Also, she's dating a prominent anti-feminist, anti-SJW, that has made numerous videos trolling them, attacking them, everything. I believe his name is Chris Ray Gunn. Well, let's look at Lacey's page today. Go ahead and look at Lacey's page today. And let's see what we see. See what we see here. Okay. Oh, well, aside from her showing off, wearing some panties and showing off her belly fat proudly, it says sex educator, sex pocket positive, and anti-violence. Let's talk genitals. Where's feminist? Where's feminist? She's not identifying as a feminist anymore. There you go. She's not identifying as a feminist anymore. No matter what she says at this point, she is no longer publicly, outwardly linking herself to feminism. Look, notice how quickly and discreetly it was done. Look at that. All right? This is just a few months ago. Rogue feminist, after she was excommunicated by everyday feminism. This is today. Sex positive and anti-violence. You mean you don't support Antifa? Mm-hmm. Lacey Green is partially responsible for a lot of the violence right now. out of the shit that has happened. And now she is distancing herself as much as possible. Notice this also. If you can pinch it, we can treat it. So what is she doing? What is she considering, some liposuction? Better idea, bite me. Guys, this is a joke. It's a fucking joke. All right? It's a fucking joke. I told you about this. There's Chris Reagan, all right? There's her boyfriend. All right. So she no longer wants to call herself a feminist. But don't get me wrong, she still has all these same toxic ideas. So here, look at what she says. So fuck at Betsy DeVos. Her boss might be a sexual partner in chief, but the rest of us ain't about to move backwards on this shit. So she still has the same feminist ideologies. But she will no longer call herself a feminist. Look at that. Today's anti-feminist is yesterday's feminist. She may not even call herself an anti-feminist. She probably won't call herself an anti-feminist. She'll just call herself a person and an egalitarian or an equalist. Or, in a very rare thing, she might even say that she doesn't think that we need to place labels on it anymore. There you have it. There you have the fucking hypocrisy. Just like that. Just like that. I'm actually surprised there's not more people watching right now. I called it. I said that feminism, I said the feminism, at least the label, would die in 2017. And what's happening? Feminism, at least the label, is dying in 2017. People no longer see it anymore. The largest, angriest, most narcissistic feminist that helped push us into the society we have today are now trying to avoid the label as much as possible. Literally not even calling themselves feminist anymore. Why? Because after all the damage they've done, they don't want to take the responsibility for it. Solid Truth says she realized men were ignoring her, so she doesn't want to be a feminist anymore. Mm-hmm. Yep. She won't even date male feminists. She went and got someone from the extreme right. Her boyfriend has been referred to as a Nazi. That's the guy she's dating. You darling is dead, says. It shouldn't take long for her to forget that diverse, subversive mentality after she reads Truth. Little Bra 720 says, it's true I was told that they were discussing in a private group chat paying people in Bitcoin to get you. So guys, just to let you know, Little Bro 720 says that there's a group of black swirling feminists that are in the process of hiring people on the dark web to find you and not just to dox you, but cause body harm to you. Watch out, Angry MGTOW. He says that it's true. I was told that they were discussing it in a private group chat. They're paying people in Bitcoin to get you. Stay safe, bro. But yeah, guys, the feminists are hiring. The black feminists are trying to hire people to come and get me. Story of my life. I really don't give a fuck. Really don't give a fuck. I called it. They're gonna, you know, as feminism collapses, they're not gonna go down quietly. It's gonna, you know, there's a saying, An empty pot makes the most noise. But the funny thing is, when people discover that it's empty, that's when everyone runs away. The feminists are running away. They're running away. They're running scared. Lacey Green, one of the biggest names in feminism, no longer calls herself a feminist. What do you think happens going forward? All those women, who the millions of women that Lacey Green got to go feminist, what do you think happens to them? They start running as well. I said 2017, the label feminism would die. At least the label would. 2018, feminists won't know that feminism is dead. 2019, everyone tries to act like feminism never happened. 2020, Trump gets reelected or someone worse. I said that already. In Paradise says, where are the mods? Not sure where the mods are at, unfortunately, today. See what else you guys are saying in the chat. I don't know, maybe it's still early in the US right now. So yeah, the fems are going nuts. He says, the feminist and alt-right people, Little Bro says, the feminist and alt-right people are the most violent people in the Red Pill community. Guys, that's feminism for you. I said already, they're not going to go down quietly. They're going to go down making noise, as much noise as they can, as they distance themselves more and more. You see, that's how women are. Women will abandon something immediately if they find out that it's no longer working for them. Women have a collectivist mindset, but women will actively abandon collectivism if they discover that collectivism is no longer working for them. In this sense, collectivism is no longer working for women. Increasingly, as men go their own way. Hence, they'll rush away from it. It's not rocket science. It's logic. And I said that Lacey Green was going to do this. I said that she was going to drop the feminist label. Probably by later this year. We're in September. Okay? And now, she's distancing herself from the label. No longer a rogue feminist, just a person who doesn't support violence. Right? Think about that carefully. And I called all of this shit. I called it. I said she was gonna do this because she was getting to that age. Sorry, guys. She's getting to that age. But she wants a man. She's getting to that age where she's getting to that age where she is, she realizes, wow, shit, I am totally fucked right now. Let's think about that. I'm gonna show you guys something interesting also. All right? Show you another example right now, and I'm not sure if she's completely updated her YouTube page yet, but let's look at her YouTube page together. Let's look at her YouTube page together, guys. All right, this is her YouTube page right now. I have the dark theme on. Notice what her about page says. Oh, hi, I'm Lacey Green, a sex ed. New episodes of Sex Plus are posted every week. My bio is here. But book me at your school. Do you notice there's nothing about feminism here? Lacey Green, sex ed for the internet. Nothing about feminists here. On her about page, nothing about feminism here. Guys, she's trying to cut away from feminism so quickly, so rapidly. And all the little other idiots are going to follow her now. They are going to rush to follow Lacey's example. Oh my goodness, Lacey Green is no longer a feminist. Okay, well, we push this thing as far as it can go. Time to go get men. Think I'm joking? Guys, I'm going to be 34 this year. Which means that millennial women are also going to be 34. I'm not even the oldest of the millennials. What does that tell you? There are newest men, millennials, now pushing 40, getting to their mid-30s, and they haven't had a baby yet. We know that 35 is the cutoff age for women to have the baby. Think about that. I want to show you guys something else as well. Okay, if we go to Lacey Green's website about Lacey Green, okay, if we look at the page, now there are some links that she has to feminism previously, the feminist best friend you always wanted, F-bomb, dealing with backlash of the feminism. All right, so these are old posts, but here's the basics. Lacey Green is a sex educator and YouTube personality from California. If you notice, there's nothing about feminism in here. She doesn't call herself a feminist anymore. Feminist? She doesn't even use the word feminism on this page to describe herself. She does not describe herself with the word anymore. She has quietly been removing the word feminism and feminist from her social profiles. And I called it. I said she was going to do this. I said Lacey Green was going to do this. No one listened to me. I said that she would distance herself from the label, keeping the same toxic ideologies. That's exactly what has happened. That's exactly what has happened. All right? She is completely distancing herself from feminism. Running away from it like it is the cancer it is. She's still holding on to the same toxic ideologies that she always has, but don't call her a feminist because then she would have to take responsibility for the shit that feminists have done in society. And we all know that women can't take responsibility for anything. Timothy Coney says, what angry? You sound better, bud. Oh, I'm in a lot of pain right now. I'm in a lot of pain. I had to go to the doctor last night again. Actually, I had to go to the emergency clinic at around midnight to get another shot in my ass to help with the pain and get more pills. It was so bad I couldn't even speak for the most part. Hopefully, you know, after the medicine wears off in a few hours, I'll probably be right back to where I was. But I'm actually I'm in a lot of pain right now as I'm recording this video. But I felt that it was necessary to get it out there, to pull this hypocrisy out there. Danish MGTOW says, Lacey is now a MGTOW. Who is getting their own welfare? Well, she's actually with Chris Ray Gunn, so basically she's trying to get him to take care of her. Gamer Paradise says 50% of American women have STDs. Danish MGTOW just dropped the donation. Thank you for that. Super chat. Also, we finally have a mod on here. Undarling is dead says, when did you start noticing her switching? Money or opportunities were a... I noticed her starting to switch right after she was excommunicated by Everyday Feminism back in like around June, July, I think it was. I think all of this started around June or July. And then we got to this point. And I said it was going to happen. I said it was going to happen. She's been actually talking about on Twitter. She made a post not too long ago discussing that, you know, how sad she was because she was getting older and she realized that she was heading towards 30. Basically, that she was hitting the wall. Because Lacey Green is no youngin' anymore. Lacey Green is no girl anymore, all right? Lacey Green is a grown woman. And all the shit that's happening right now. Lacey Green was born October 18th, 1989. She's 27. She will be 28 this year. Okay? She will be 30 in 2 years. Have no doubt she has hit the wall. She has hit the wall. Think about that. It's funny because if you go to Lacey Green's, even her Wikipedia now, if you go to her Wikipedia, it's interesting, all right? Even her Wikipedia has been updated to remove feminist. Look at this carefully. The only mention, the only linking of Lacey Green to feminism right now is this. In May 2017, Green had a series of dialogues on Twitter, in her own videos, and in the videos of other YouTubers with critics of identity politics, gender identity, and modern feminism. She said that some of the points made by these critics were more valid than they'd previously seen. And though she didn't repudiate any of her past positions on these issues, the critics welcomed Green's overtures. Okay? I want you guys to see this. These are external links, but she is no longer, in fact, look at the citations, guys. Look at the citations. There's only one citation right now on this entire page. Under references, these are citations. There's only one feminist citation. Guys, she's been actively removing feminism from everything. She's actively removing feminism. She's actively trying to literally remove her feminist profile from the web. And I said she was going to do this shit. All right? It'll be funny when someone, another big channel, pops up and says, "Holy shit, Lacey Green has dropped the feminist label? What the fuck, Lacey?" But I called this. Tritotrophaline, I can't even pronounce that. Says she looks 35. Shadowrunner Radio says women age rapidly by 30. I'm gonna tell you guys something funny. There was this chick that I used to think was very, very pretty, Emily Van Camp. Okay? Some of you have probably heard of Emily Van Camp. Okay? Emily Van Camp, she was very pretty in her prime. Really pretty in her prime. I first noticed her in the TV series Everwood. Okay? So that was a number of years ago. But let's see what Emily Van Camp looked like in 2015. Okay? So we're gonna look at what Emily Van Camp looked like in 2015. At this point she had already been hit, she had already started hitting the wall. But I want you to see what she looked like in 2015. So we're gonna do that. Let's go ahead and pull that up and we'll see what she looked like in 2015, right around that time. Okay? So here we have Emily Van Camp. Okay? That's Emily Van Camp. Okay? And here's another picture of Emily Van Camp. Many of you have said that she's already hit the wall, I know. But let's look at Emily, and, you know, again, let's look at some older pictures of her as well. She was really pretty in her youth, okay? This is Emily Van Camp. All right, she was really pretty. She was a very pretty girl. There she is. I want you to look carefully at these pictures. Emily Van Camp. Okay? She had a very youthful look to her. Emily Van Camp. Let's look at her in 2017. Let's look at Emily Van Camp in 2017. Okay? Won't you see what she looks like in 2017? I want you guys to see how hard she hit the wall. Because she hit the wall so hard, it is ridiculous. Emily Van Camp 2017. Look how old she looks now. Look at her. This is her at 30. Okay? This is her. This is Emily Van Camp now. Alright? She has literally hit the wall. She has literally hit the wall. She was born in 1986 also. So she's 31 right now. She was born May 12th, 1986. So you guys can see that there. He's actually 31. Okay? He's 31. She is 31 years old, and she hit the wall hard. She hit the wall extremely hard. Lacey Green is a mess right now. She sees the wall, and she's doing everything to rush away from it, to rush away from feminism as quickly as possible. Because she knows that men did not even want to be near her. Women need men more than ever right now. And the irony is they are so fucked, they don't even realize it. Because they've done so much evil through feminism. And the irony is they're just gonna rush from the label. Many women who call themselves feminists will say they never called themselves feminists, or women who are openly identified as feminists will say they were never really feminists to begin with. They just didn't support things like rape, but they've always wanted to get married, have children, and take care of a husband and a home. They are going to rush and literally say they're all going to act like homemakers. One of the most popular things in the next year or two is literally going to be women learning how to be housewives, housewife training. You're going to have all these women rushing to learn how to become housewives. How, you know, what do men like to eat? How to prepare a meal for a man? How to, all of this crap. All of this thing. How to be a traditional housewife. How to discuss... Guys, there's even going to be tips on how to discuss with your husband that, you know, your significant other, that you want to stay home and take care of the children while he works. How to discuss traditionalism in a post-traditionalist society. Guys, they're trying to rush back. To traditionalism rapidly. Lacey Green is not the only so-called feminist to jump off this train. Katy Perry, who just jumped on this year, she'll probably be off it by next year or the following. I already said that. Miley Cyrus is now moving back, like she just bought a farm, she's engaged again, she's covering up. She's not smoking pot anymore. She got hair extensions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I call all of this. I said that these crazy cuts were going to do this. People didn't listen to me. Because everyone believes that things can last forever. Nothing lasts forever. I said that women had priced themselves out of society. They had priced themselves out of the sexual marketplace. They had priced themselves out of the economy. They had priced themselves out of the job market. The government's not taking care of them anymore. Men will take care of them. They can't use their sexual, they can't use their sexual reproductive aspect anymore because men are saying it's no longer worth it. And they find women, a lot of men find women downright repulsive these days. So what did you think was going to happen? I said that she was going to drop the label, and there you go. There you go. Danish MGTOW says, I heard of a chick that bought a book with sayings to make a guy fall in love with her and blew up on her, He told her he just wants to fuck and nothing else. Just wants to fuck her and nothing else. Yeah, that's really it. That's really it. Shadowrunner Radio says, Home Ec is coming back. Guys, what do you think is going to happen also with the Generation Z? Many Generation Z kids are already extremely red-pilled. What do you think is going to happen with all these girls? They're going to start going absolutely apeshit, demanding that high school boys pay attention to them. College-educated women, women who've run their own business, women who are accountants, women in the financial industry are all rushing to become housewives. Why do you think that is? The Purge Mercenary says, Lacey's tits gonna drag the floor. For real. Shadowrunner Radio says, Lacey Green is getting dick slapped in the face by Chris Ray Gunn. It's not such a far-fetched thing. Not such a far-fetched thing. Let's just point that out. Sir Thomas Daniel says, she rode the cock train hard. Guys, as soon as those welfare cuts go through, these chicks are done for. Danish MGTOW says, it's angry. We should put it all back on Wiki. Anyone can edit posts. We should. We absolutely should. All right? Guys, we should edit her Wikipedia and make it sure that it reflects her history as a feminist and all the shit she's done as a feminist. Don't let her run away from the label. Don't let her run away from the label. All right? Because she's the same type of woman to say that she was never a feminist in that way. Sir Thomas Daniel Van Winkle says schools are going to force boys to socialize with girls. I honestly do think they'll try, but I think that boys will just... MGTOW is... The more you try to force boys to socialize with girls, the more boys will just go their own way. They'll see it. They'll basically say, yeah, I don't want to deal with you guys. You guys are horrible. Your personalities are terrible. You have literally nothing to offer. SoCal MGTOW says, how shaggy is Lacey's pussy, you think? The Purge Mercenary says, document all her STDs. Trino says, Trinitro says, let's see Lacey without her makeup. Timothy Coney says, SoCal, yes, for every slap of his penis on her head is revenge for her feminist ways. Shadowrunner Radio says, I bet Lacey got the Sasquatch pussy. Guys, these women are done. It's done. I told you the label was dead after 2017. I told you feminism would die, or at least the label would. In 2017, 2018, the feminists still haven't gotten the memo yet, and no one sees them. That people don't see them anymore. 2019, everyone's going to try to pretend like feminism never happened. Ratchet and Clank Fan 2 says, lol, she's 28 and no baby. What did you think? What did you think was going to happen? She is desperate right now. desperate, desperate, okay? And I'm pretty confident she's like pushing Chris Ray Gunn in every direction to marry her. And I don't know if this guy would actually marry her. He's kind of a cuck. But, you know, she's basically fighting for marriage and children right now. Because she realizes that she's at that point. On top of it, she doesn't want to let go of Chris Ray Gunn. Because most men don't want to have anything to do with her. Aside from the male feminist, who no one wants to deal with. Women don't want to... Feminists don't want to date male feminists. Why do you think that is? Male feminists are going to discover that they are the most hated group among women in society. I'm telling you guys, they're going to be like the most hated group. All these women who push feminism forward are going to scoff at male feminists. Timothy Coney says, watch, she's going to sperm jack his ass. Yep. Yep. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. He's gonna, you know, let one off into the condom, take the condom off. When he's not looking, he's gonna pick the condom up and probably put it in the freezer, whatever, and artificially inseminate herself. It's been done plenty of times. And undoubtedly will be done again. Make that clear. SoCal Big Toss of Tris will eventually dump her ass. This is what I'm kind of thinking. Trinitro says menemism is on the rise. If you mean men don't not giving a fuck, MGTOW is on the rise. Jamaican MGTOW. Message retracted. Shadowrunner Radio says male feminists are the biggest pussies ever. Guys, no woman wants to date a male feminist. Trinitro says Lacey is fat. Sir Thomas Daniel Van Winkle says fat tits. SoCal MGTOW says she is fat. Low. Trinitro says curtain tits. Lacey Green is fucked right now. She's fucked. And she helped to fuck over a lot of other women. Because now, she's no longer a feminist. She might say that she still believes in the same things. Because she's gonna, that's what she's doing. But I have no doubt, she's distancing herself from the label completely. I wanted to just tell you guys about this. I wanted to know what you guys thought. I am still suffering from this terrible wisdom tooth extraction, so I'm not going to be able to talk as much as I usually do. Like I said, I'm on drugs right now, and even with the drugs, I'm in a lot of pain. I can barely eat, which is another reason why, by the way, guys, never let a bitch operate on you. Never let a woman do surgery on you. Never, never, never. Hell no. Let me know what you guys think, or if you're surprised that Lacey Green has dropped the feminist label. And I want you guys to point out, all of you that remember, that I said I told you so. I told you that Lacey Green would drop the label this year. So I want my acknowledgement. Because while everyone else was saying, oh, feminism is never going to end, I kept explaining, no, the legacy of feminism will live on, but the label's going to die. People, and let me know what you guys think, all right? Let me know if you're surprised that Lacey Green has dropped the feminist label, and she's been doing it discreetly as well. Like, share, subscribe, and if you liked the video, share the video, and just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death, and cheers.